Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? We're looking at some really interesting ESG news today. Like seriously, buckle up because things are moving fast. We've got huge sustainable aviation fuel deals happening, toy companies going really green, and some big changes in how companies are reporting their sustainability progress.
It's fascinating to see how ESG, environmental, social, and governance is becoming so central to every industry these days. Companies are realizing that doing good is also good for business. It's what investors and customers expect now.
Right, like sustainability isn't just a nice to have anymore, it's make or break. So first up, let's talk airplanes. Air France-KLM just struck a massive deal with TotalEnergies to buy, get this, 1.9 billion liters of sustainable aviation fuel. We're talking enough to fill something like, what, 760 Olympic swimming pools?
Wild, right?
That's a lot of fuel. A huge step toward decarbonizing air travel. And for anyone who doesn't know, sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, is a total game changer. They make it from things like waste oils, residues, basically turning trash into treasure and cutting out fossil fuels in the process.
So less reliance on traditional fuels, smaller carbon footprint. Sounds like a total win.
Yeah.
But like, how much of a difference does this SAF stuff actually make?
We're talking a major reduction in emissions, at least 75%, maybe even up to 90% less carbon compared to regular jet fuel. But here's the thing, this isn't just a one-off deal. This is a direct result of those new EU regulations requiring airlines to use a certain percentage of SAF soon. What does this tell us? Regulations work, it's pushing the aviation industry in a more sustainable direction, and Air France-KLM are positioning themselves as leaders.
Yeah, and they're not being quiet about it. The CEO of Air France-KLM actually called SAF a key factor in Europe's sovereignty and energy independence. That's quite a statement. What do you make of that?
Right, it shows this goes way beyond just the environment. It's tied to big geopolitical goals. Imagine if Europe can rely less on foreign oil by making their own sustainable fuels. It impacts everything, their energy security, their political influence, even fuel prices and the future of travel could be affected.
Wow. One decision about airplane fuel, and it could have ripple effects globally. That's kind of mind-blowing. Okay, so we've got airlines stepping up, but guess what else? Legos.
Legos.
Yeah, Legos. They're getting serious about sustainability, too.
It's not the first industry you think of, but they're doing some really innovative things. Switching to more sustainable materials for those iconic bricks is a huge deal, especially with how many they make every year.
And they're aiming big, going completely renewable for their production.
Yeah.
It's a huge goal. How are they doing so far?
They're making some serious progress. Just in the first half of this year, they increased their use of renewable content in their bricks by 83%. They're serious about this, even though it's not always easy.
Yeah, speaking of not always easy, didn't they run into some problems with that whole plan to use recycled plastic from bottles in their bricks?
They did. They had to scrap that project. Using that recycled RPT plastic just wasn't going to cut emissions as much as they hoped. It shows even with the best intentions, finding truly sustainable solutions is tough. It's complicated.
It's like a puzzle that keeps changing shape. So what are they doing now? What's the plan for tackling this whole materials challenge?
Right now, they're using something called a mass balance approach. Picture this, a giant mixing bowl, but instead of flour and sugar, it's plastic. Basically, Lego suppliers are mixing materials from the usual fossil fuel sources with stuff from certified renewable or recycled sources.
So, like, slowly adding more and more of the sustainable stuff to the mix. But is that really effective, or is it more like a band-aid, a temporary fix until something better comes along?
That is the million-dollar question, and there's no easy answer. It does allow companies like Lego to start using more renewable materials now, even if those supply chains aren't fully ready yet.
Makes sense.
But some critics say this mass balance approach is a bit, well, murky. It's hard to track exactly where the materials are coming from, raises concerns about transparency, and if companies can really back up their sustainability claims. Yeah, it's kind of like you need the right recipe, the right mix to make something sustainable, and sometimes you experiment a bit to get there, you know?
Totally. And speaking of the right recipe, let's talk about how companies report their sustainability stuff. It's all over the place right now. How do you even compare different companies and know if they're being honest? That's where these reporting standards come in, I guess, to make things consistent and comparable.
Exactly. It's like we need a universal language for sustainability. And good news on that front, Hong Kong just announced they're going to align their reporting standards with the global IFRS standards.
Okay, hold on. Break that down for me. IFRS standards, what are those and why should I care?
Okay, imagine you're at the store trying to pick a healthy cereal.
Yeah.
But all the nutrition labels are totally different, impossible to compare, right? IFRS is like making one standardized label for everyone. It gives companies a framework for measuring and reporting on their environmental impact, their social impact, their governance, everything.
Ah, so it levels the playing field, makes it way easier for investors, for consumers to actually compare companies and make informed choices.
Exactly. And it helps cut down on greenwashing, too. You know, those misleading claims some companies make to look more eco-friendly than they are. Harder to get away with that when everyone's held to the same standard.
No kidding. I've definitely fallen for some clever greenwashing before, only to realize later the company wasn't so green after all.
It happens. But here's the other great thing. These standardized reports can push companies to actually improve. When they know they'll be measured against a common benchmark and that everyone will see that information, they're going to try harder. It's a win-win.
So Hong Kong adopting IFRS, that's a big deal then. Could influence others to do the same?
For sure. Even the vice chair of the ISSB, they developed these standards, said this will help global investors. It's a step in the right direction. But here's where it gets interesting. Not everyone's on the same page. Singapore, for example. They're also getting stricter with sustainability reporting, but they're taking a slower, more cautious approach.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why is that? What's the thinking there?
It's not about one being better. It's more like finding what works best for each place. Singapore is focusing on big companies first, making them report on their Scope 1 and 2 emissions. That's the direct emissions from their operations and energy use.
Right, right. Scope 3, that's the tricky one, right? The indirect emissions.
Exactly. From their whole value chain, suppliers, transportation, even how customers use their products. Way harder to measure because the company doesn't directly control it.
Like a ripple effect of emissions.
Yeah.
Connected but not directly caused.
Exactly. So Hong Kong's going all in on IFRS, including Scope 3, but Singapore is saying, let's walk before we run. They get that smaller companies might need more time, more help to figure out Scope 3 reporting because it's a lot.
Yeah, I bet. That makes sense. Can't just drop it all on them at once.
Right. And that's the tough part, pushing for fast change, being transparent, but also making sure it's doable for all companies, big and small. There are good arguments on both sides.
Sounds like a real dilemma. So where do we go from here? What does this all mean for the average person who just wants to make sustainable choices? It's like we're wandering around in the dark sometimes, you know, sustainability is the goal, but figuring out how to actually get there. It's tricky.
It is. And that's why these conversations matter. We have to be honest about the complexities, the different approaches, the challenges, everything.
Absolutely. So for those of us feeling a little lost but still wanting to do our part, where do we even start? Should we boycott airlines that aren't using enough SAF? Only buy toys made from 100% renewable stuff? What's the move?
Such good questions. There's no one right answer, but I think the most important thing is being informed, being engaged. Start paying attention to what companies are actually doing, not just what they say. Those IFRS-aligned reports we talked about, those are your cheat sheet. They'll give you the real deal on a company's impact. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Demand transparency. Hold them accountable for what they're promising.
Right. It's about putting our money where our mouth is. Our choices make a difference. We can support companies that are walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
100%. And remember, sustainability isn't just about buying the eco-friendly option. It's bigger than that. It's about changing how we think, how we live. Consuming less, wasting less, being mindful in every part of our lives.
It's realizing that all those little actions we take, they add up.
They really do. Just like those Lego bricks, one by itself, not much, right? But put a bunch together and you can build incredible things. That's what we're doing here. Building a more sustainable future, one step at a time.
I love that. Okay, well, we've reached the end of our deep dive today. But like you said, the conversation doesn't stop here.
Absolutely not.
What really stood out to you today? Any burning questions about SAF, about these new materials, about ESG reporting? Let us know.
Yeah, what actions are you feeling inspired to take? Big or small, we want to hear about it.
Keep those ideas coming, everyone. Thanks for joining our deep dive into the world of ESG. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and let's keep pushing for that better future.